The Federal Emergency Management Agency may have been bilked out of millions of dollars that were supposed to help New Yorkers recover from 9/11. After the World Trade Center disaster, dust and debris blanketed Lower Manhattan and parts of Brooklyn, seeping into buildings and coating people's possessions. FEMA set up a program to help people clean up. Now the agency says up to 90% of the applications for its individual and family grant program could involve fraud and abuse. NPR's Barbara Mantell reports.
FEMA brings the Individual and Family Grant Program to every disaster recovery. States create the guidelines. FEMA provides most of the funding. In this case, New York State decided the program would cover lost personal property and the purchase of equipment like air purifiers, air filtering vacuum cleaners, and the repair or replacement of air conditioners damaged by the disaster. Brad Gare, FEMA's World Trade Center Recovery Officer, says roughly $50 million has been paid out so far, but inspections, he says, have turned up significant fraud.
People didn't have air conditioners before 9/11, yet they've attested to the fact that they did. That's fraud.
Some bought equipment, sent the receipts to FEMA, got reimbursed, and then returned the equipment for cash.
When our inspectors have gone out to people who have taken money for air conditioners they say they had, it turns out that it's a building with a central air conditioning system where you can't even open the windows.
FEMA officials say some vendors also engaged in fraud, pretending to be FEMA agents or selling people phony receipts. But misuse of the program, rather than outright fraud, might be FEMA's biggest headache. State rules allowed all city residents to apply to the air quality program. In the month before last November's application deadline, vendors began telemarketing campaigns, and the number of applications doubled to more than 200,000. Many were from people living outside the disaster zone, in parts of the city where clouds of dust and debris were much less obvious. FEMA officials say they never expected this.
We have 9 appointments today.
Give me the first address.
Jack Casal is a FEMA inspector and Sandy Chen an interpreter. Since last fall, teams like theirs have been visiting applicants all over the city. Casal and Chen are heading to Woodside, Queens, about 9 miles from Ground Zero. At one multifamily house, a young man shows the inspectors the air conditioner unit in his family's ground floor apartment. Chen asks what caused the problem.
It's been here for some time, and when we first bought this house, it's like 9 years ago. It's like, it's been here, I don't know how long. Actually, we never used it before.
We never used it.
We only used fans.
Okay.
Chen and Casal ask a few more questions and then leave.
Okay, that's what you get. You know, I don't know why they applied, but he didn't know why the AC wasn't working. He hadn't even turned it on.
The inspectors make several more stops.
We're from FEMA?
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
The couple living in the basement apartment of this house point to the air conditioner in the window.
Does it work now?
The motor is working, but I don't know. It's not cold.
Okay.
Outside air, you know, okay. Whatever the temperature outside is at.
Do you know what caused the damage to your AC?
No idea.
No idea?
No idea.
Of the 8 people who kept their appointments on this day, only one mentioned the dust and debris of 9/11. And that raises the question of how many applicants may have intentionally misused the Individual and Family Grant Program and how many may have misunderstood it. New York Congresswoman Carol Maloney says New York State and FEMA are to blame for any confusion.
If the guidelines said all 5 boroughs are covered, why is FEMA surprised if people applied from all 5 boroughs?
Applicants, when registering for the program on the phone, were supposed to be told that claims had to be related to the pollution of 9/11. The application forms said the same. But those forms have been revised several times, and Maloney says they weren't always clear, nor were the phone conversations. In fact, critics like Maloney have been saying for months that the program has been poorly publicized, poorly explained, and mismanaged. FEMA's Brad Gare says, in hindsight, his agency, used to dealing with clear-cut victims of hurricanes, earthquakes, and tornadoes, could have early on better defined an air quality victim.
Here, the disaster victims are a little bit harder to put your finger on because there are lots of economic victims, lots of people who were psychological victims, and so people may think they're entitled to things from the federal government, even though they weren't affected in the way that these programs were intended for them to be affected.
Congresswoman Maloney has asked FEMA's Inspector General to investigate the Individual and Family Grant Program. The Inspector General's office has referred fraud cases to local prosecutors, but an official from the Manhattan District Attorney's Office says each individual case involves an amount, usually several hundred dollars, that's too small to prosecute. Barbara Mantell, NPR News, New York.